give you the glory. All the adoration belongs to you. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. Thank you for blessings like we've never seen in 2015. Miracles like we've never seen in 2015. Lord, as we look at Mother Johnson, we've seen miracle after miracle after miracle. And we would be remiss if we didn't acknowledge you and thank you for everything that you've done. What we have, you gave us. What we know, you taught us, and what we come, you brought us. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for strength for the journey. Oh, God, we look to you. We look to you for miracles. We look to you for ultra awesome blessings. Oh, God, thank you. And we pray that you, Lord, would break the chains and that the chains would fall off the people of God in bondage, in the name of Jesus. Encourage our hearts, God. Heal wounded hearts. Heal wounded minds. Heal wounded souls. You said that you would give us the victory over a lot of things in 2016, for it would be a year of victories. And we just claim it and we grab it right now. Well, we appreciate it so very much. Lord, we pray for world peace. Our nation, our world is in such turmoil. And we need your help. As we look at the evening news, God, so much is happening in our world and in our nation. God, nobody can help this world except you. And we pray for it, that you would help us, that you would bless us. In Jesus. Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God, we thank you for those who are going through storms. Because, God, if they never had a problem, they would never know that you could solve them. But I thank you for the victory in every situation in the name of Jesus. I even thank you, Lord. And I pray for men in prison. I pray for men on drugs, women on drugs. I pray for alcoholics. I pray for drug addicts, and I pray for men to be added to the church in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. I also pray for a greater anointing, God, that destroys every yoke on the front line and even around us everywhere. We decree by the mercies of Jesus Christ that the enemy's plans will fall through in the name of Jesus, and the curse will even be reversed on him. Oh, thank you, God. We thank you for what you've done for us, what you're going to do. We ask for, Lord, that you would look on us and give us guidance and instruction, direction, and wisdom. Give us happiness, Lord, and all the saints of God in their family lives. Give unity in the church. Lord, grant more meekness and temperance and kindness as the saints have one to another. We pray. Oh, thank you for forgiveness for sins and for cleansing all sins of omission and commission. Bless your people everywhere. I pray for those who need new jobs, better jobs. Thank you for even promotions, and for them to make more money in Jesus' name. We pray for people to receive the heart's desires in the name of Jesus. Thank you. We pray for lost people and for family members who need to be saved in the name of Jesus. Pray for people to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Those who have not received it, God, let them seek after the Holy Ghost. And those who have received it, let them seek after a refilling of the Holy Ghost. I pray for greater faith, oh God. For faith can move mountains. And if we have the faith as a grain of a mustard seed, we can even speak to the mountain and tell it to move to the youngest place, and it shall move. because of the faith. And God, bless, 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 bless. We give you the glory and ask this prayer and every one of my prayers in the name of the Lord Jesus. And it is for the glory of God. Thank you, Lord, for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. And God bless all of you on the prayer line. Good morning to you all. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, all of you.
Good morning.
God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you and you and you. Amen. Are y'all awake enough? Amen. This is the first fruits. You want to give him your first fruits. That means you've got enough energy to speak to the Lord. Let's speak to the Lord now. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Amen. Good morning, Lord. He's been so good to all of us. And we do praise him. And thank him for everything he's done. I want to thank him for all the people who are on the prayer line. Amen. And we're mindful of all of you. Amen. Just not a few, but everybody. We appreciate you so very much. My mother taught me that thank you will go a long way. And we do thank you for all your support and for all of the presence of all of the precious people. We realize we have great, great, great people on this line. We were just listening to some of the people just the other night, and Ambassador Lady Manny looked at me. She said, you know, we got some great people on this line. And she is right. Some very great people on this line. God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you. We're still praying for Ambassador Stern. She lost her brother. What a great loss, and we feel her pain. All right. I do want to, Lord, when you want, amen. God is so good. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want to open up the Wisdom Seminar this morning. Amen. I want to read something, and I want us to discuss this, because I want you to see something in this text that could change your life forever. All right? I want to go to Genesis. This is the book of beginnings. Amen. The first chapter, the book of beginnings, and see what the Lord will reveal to you about this. The Bible says in Daniel, the third chapter, I believe it's the third chapter, tells us that the Lord reveals his secrets, the secrets that he hadn't revealed yet. But he reveals, he reserves his secrets for the end time. And he reveals his secrets to his people. And this is the end time, so you may hear revelation while we listen to some of these interpretations on this text here. Genesis 1:27 and 28. I want to read it for you. This is, I believe, the King James. It says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Amen. Now watch in verse 28. It says, and God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And then it says, and subdue it. Subdue what? It's talking about the earth. Subdue it. Then it tells us, this is God speaking, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air. And then it says, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. That is. I mean, I want to see what your interpretation of this is. Genesis 1:27. And so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he them. He him. Male and female created he them. Then it says, and God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful. This is a command. And multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And this is a scripture here that I basically live by. Yeah. Well, see what you think about that scripture, those two verses, Genesis 1:27 and 28. We want to hear from you. Amen. On the prayer line. I want to see what you think about that. All right. Sister Jennifer, Ambassador Hagen, I want to see what you think about it. Ambassador Fryerson, just anyone that comes to my mind here, I want to just see what you think about that. Ambassador Pfeiffer, Ambassador, just all of you, what do you think about that? What does the Lord give you when you hear those two verses from Genesis 1:27 and 28? All right? The line is open to you. Who's the first one who will jump in there and give us what God has given to you? Amen. The line is open to you. This is the Wisdom Seminar. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them and gave them, or said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. He gave them dominion and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Thank God for the people who are listening worldwide in different countries. Sometimes this is their only church. And I'm asking you not to hold your peace, but to be a blessing to the people across the world. God bless you. The line is open to you. Who will talk on that? Thanks, God. Come on.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless. God bless you, T. This is Ambassador Hagen. I was just listening to you. I don't have my Bible, but just right off from the top, you know, I just thank God for that. And as you were reading how God created man and male and female in his own image, and then he gave them instructions to multiply, to replenish, to be fruitful. Evidently, God is into the reproduction. Even to multiplication. Never once did he tell man to divide or to decrease, but he was telling him to multiply, and God is into being productive. And when God created man in his own image, you know, the Lord's image, and even in regards to the flesh, but God's number one image was spiritual, and that's why he let him know in regards to that relationship. And he was talking to man, and he instructed him, he says, and out of all the trees that he could eat from, I don't have my Bible, I'm just going from what I remember from Sunday school, and he was telling out of all the trees, you know, they had access to all the trees, but there was one tree that was forbidden, and that was the tree of good and what, knowledge? Right. Evil. Don't eat from that fruit, because if you do, and the day that you do it, you would automatically die. But man in his inquisitive state, he felt as though, you know, God really did not mean what he said, because the wife had been listening to another visitor and talking conversation more to the other voice than what God had said. And, you know, the very moment that man did eat from where God had forbidden him to eat, he did die. He died. And so when God created, first of all, created us as spiritual beings, it was the spirit of man, the spiritual nature of us, that, you know, God wanted to reserve. But when man disobeyed him, then automatically death immediately came. But remember, in the flesh, that death did not come immediately. It came later because of the consequence of what disobeying what God had.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say basically God was into our multiplication. He was into life, and he wanted man to have it in the abundance state, not limited, but in the unlimited atmosphere of multiplication. I hope that's helped a little. God bless. Back to you, sir.
It sure did. It sure did, and thank you so much. For jumping in and getting us started here. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Somebody else, give us an interpretation of that. God bless you.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you, Chief Ambassador, and God bless Ambassador Betty, Mother Johnson, and the First Fruit Prayer Line this morning. And it is just so good to be able to comment on the scripture, knowing that when God wrote the book of Genesis, it says in the first verse, it lets us know, it's given instruction. It's a historical book. In the beginning, God created. And then it goes on to tell us over in the book of, I believe you said Genesis 1 and 27, that God created man in his own image. When God created man, he created man and gave him instructions. He didn't just create him, but he created him and gave him some historical instructions, everlasting instructions. And the Bible lets us know that even in the New Testament, that God is a God that changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he went on to give instructions to man. And even though he created man in his own image, he expected man, he wanted man, he designed man to be an example of him. We are living epistles and we are read of men daily. We are looked upon as little gods to the world, little Jesuses to the world, because that's who we emulate. That's the image of God. That's what he portrayed to the people through us. Without us, the world would not know the Lord. And that's why we have to make sure that when we take the word of God to the people and to the world, to the nations, that we are taking the truth, only the truth of God. Praise God. And it lets us know that, and I'm sorry about my voice, I've just been praying quite a bit. But it lets us know that if God created you, he created you and designed you to be in order. And in God, there is nothing but order. Nothing but order. Order to live holy because he is holy. And he also gave the instructions of marriage along with that. And he let man know that if you're going to be like God, you have to be leave your parents, choose your husband or a wife, and you have to cleave unto that one person. And then he also blessed us. He put all these blessings upon us. Blessed is the poor in spirit. Blessed are they that mourn. Blessed are the meek. So God wants us to look like him, act like him, talk about him, exemplify him, be like him, praise him. That's the duty of man, is to praise God, to live holy and praise God. So I'm just so thankful that God created man in his own image, because, you know, a lot of people say, if I had made myself, I should have made myself, and I would have done this and done that. Well, you don't know what you would have done. But that's why God told Job, he said, he asked him the questions, where were you when I put the stars in place? Where were you when I flung the moon out there? Where were you when I created the seas and dug out the seas? Where were you when I put the water where it belonged and made it be controlled in the sea and in the lakes, in the rivers, in the boundaries? So we have to know that if we want to be like God, we cannot step outside of his commandment. And his commandment is to have no other God before him, regardless what it is or how it is, but to be an example of him and to spread the word of God, the good news about Jesus Christ. So this is a wonderful topic this morning, letting us know that God created man in his image, in his likeness. And this goes right along with the first fruit prayer line of serving the Lord and worshiping him on a daily basis. This is part of our 10% of serving the Lord. So thank God for the first fruit prayer line. God bless you, and back into your hand.
God bless you, beautiful Ambassador Pfeiffer. Amen. Thank God you all are on it here. All right, anybody else? Give us a comment on
Ambassador Lake Frierson.
Thank you.
From Michigan. In addition to what Dr. Pfeiffer, Ambassador Pfeiffer has said, I would just like to say God made us perfect. He made male and female, and he didn't make Adam and Steve, but he made Adam and Eve. And as the Bible says, let's be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, have control and dominion over, you know, everything. And if you put two males together or two females together, that they can't be productive. They can't be fruitful. They can't multiply.
Right. Mm-hmm.
God wanted us to replenish the earth, not diminish it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. God bless you. So many wonderful comments. And if you have something you want to say, jump in there right now. The line is open to you. Anyone else? What does that mean to you?
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, Chief Ambassador. This is Jerry Hall, Ambassador.
All right.
What it means to me is that we are the Lord's superior creation. He created us in his image, so we are his superior creation. And we have his attributes of love, peace, kindness, and understanding. And so all those things come from him, and he put us in control of his creation on earth.
Beautiful. All right. I know if you name some of the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. So if we were created in God's own image, that means that we ought to have his fruit, that we are like him. In other words, he created us to be, you might say, little gods who act like him, who walk like him, who talk like him, who think like him. And when you don't think like he thinks, that means that you're influenced by demonic power. Amen. Why would God, you know, some of the things that we do, ask ourselves, why would God do that? Well, he didn't do it. It must be demonic powers that are influencing you. Amen. But we were created in his own image, like him, male and female. He doesn't let the women off. He doesn't let the men off. We were both created like in the image of God. And in our naive state, in our most pure state, we'll find that our ideas are like God's ideas. Our thoughts, we ought to think like him. And then we ought to be like him because we're in his own image. He created us like that, to be that way. He created us to do good. Does God do good? Yes. He created us to do good. He created us to love. For God so loved the world, we should love people. Amen. And try to bless people. He created us to have compassion. Does God have compassion? He's the king of compassion. All the things that we did against God, everybody on this line, you ought to be dead right now. But he's the God of compassion. And he expects us to have compassion. He's a God of caring. He expects us to have. People who don't care are demon-possessed because it's against, totally against God. and how he created man and how he created woman. And then I want to get to that last part of verse 28. Amen. And have dominion. He created us to replenish, yes. He created us to multiply, yes. And subdue the earth, yes. Then it says, and have dominion over the fish of the sea. Okay, everything in the ocean, everything in the rivers, and over the fowl of the air, everything above you, and the things beneath you in the ocean, down and lower, and over every living thing. Now watch that right there. He gave us dominion over every living thing. I think y'all heard me say it. This is one of the things that I dwell on here. God gave us dominion over every living thing. I want to ask y'all a question. Is cancer a living thing? Is diabetes a living thing? If y'all were scientists, if you could take a microscope and take a swab and wherever cancer is and swab it and put it under the scope, would you find out it was living or dead? It is a thing. Would you find out it's a living thing or a dead thing? I think you see spores moving around under that microscope. I think you see all kinds of bacteria and they're living around in that living thing. The other, let me see if I can tell this. Oh, God. God wants us to know that these things that we are afraid of many times, God says that they're living things. And here, according to 128 Genesis, that he gave us dominion over every. What does every mean? Somebody say it means all. He gave us dominion over every, over all living things. All those things that have caused backaches in your back. Those things that have caused you E. coli. Amen. I was looking at the news this morning, and I think they found a new strain from Chipotle or something like that. Every living thing, bacteria, every living thing that comes to affect your body. The other day, God showed me what polyps are and how they cause problems in your body when they're in your colon. It's just kind of like a little piece of meat sticking up in your colon. Your colon should be completely smooth inside, where all of the excess food, that all the nourishment when they, it's out of the food, it goes through your body and should come out of your body. But there are little polyps that form in that colon area that stick up. And God said, and I'm headed somewhere, he said, now, Bernard, polyps are like, they become like the garbage. If it's warm and you put the garbage out, some food out in the trash, and you leave it there for weeks and weeks and weeks and months and months, pretty soon that all bacteria will form around that garbage. And then what happens is that many times it will even turn to maggots. It's terrible leaving that food out there in the garbage. And he says in your body, when you have in your colon polyps, behind it. Most of the food goes around it, but even that polyp will block the food in your colon. And that colon should be smooth, as I said before, but if that food sits there behind that polyp, it will be there many times for weeks and many times for months. And may be there, and the devil would like for you not to get examined and find out that you need have that cleaned, He liked to sit it there for years. And when you see, that's what forms cancer in your body. When that food is there, sitting there, just like in the trash, it just goes, that food sitting in the trash in a warm area, it just decays. And bacteria everywhere. And as I said a while ago, even all kinds of microscopic insects and things like that. But what I'm trying to tell you, it sits there in your body, and it causes cancer. That's what God says. That's why you need to go and have that cleaned in your body. Colonoscopy, I believe it's called. And it's very, very important that you don't let that food sit there. It should be cleaned out behind those polyps. Because when it sits there in that body, see, inside there is a warm atmosphere. It's very warm. And that food sitting there will cause it to form cancer. But let me tell you something. It's covered right there. You got dominion. Where's the Holy Ghost? When God sent the Holy Ghost, is it just in the air here or is it in your body? Well, the scripture says that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And if you've got enough faith, you can cause the Holy Ghost to activate the healing virtue of God in your body and cause that cancer. I believe this. And faith can move mountains, catch it and grab it, and cause you have the Holy Ghost. And you have, according to the scripture here, dominion over every living thing. Cancer is a living thing. Diabetes is a living thing. All these things are living things. And don't you think every living thing has a boss? Are you a living thing? I said, are you a living thing? If you're a living thing and you have a boss, you got a job and you go down there and you got a boss, why do you think cancer does not have a boss? That's crazy. Cancer has a boss just like you have a boss. It's a living thing. You're living. Amen. Cancer has a boss. Get a hold of the big boss. Tell him all about your trouble. He will hear your faintest cry and answer you by and by. That boss can tell cancer, get out of there! And cancer will have to move. Amen. Because there is a big boss that governs anything that cancer can do, anything that these diseases that are living things that move it on the earth and move it inside of your body. I believe with all my heart that God controls and can tell it to leave and has to leave the Holy Ghost in there. Amen. God bless you. Helped you long enough, but just know that it's right there in the Bible. Over the fowl of the air, over the fish of the sea, dominion, dominion, dominion. What does dominion mean? That you are the one who has been placed in control to dominate over these things. Dominion, domination over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. I hope your eyes are open this morning, Lord. Allow the cataracts to fall off, so they may be able to see clearly what you have done for them and even the authority and power that you've given to them because you love them so much. You created them in your own image. And your image is to have power over all these living things that moveth upon the earth. And you're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. God bless you. I can go on, but I've got to move here. God bless all of you today. Let me have maybe three or four praise reports. Get ready to jump in there and tell us something good about Jesus. Amen. Oh, y'all ought to be able to tell us something good about Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. All right, the praise report line. Let me see. Let me get somebody to handle that for me, if y'all don't mind this morning. Amen. Ambassador Neck, Jerry, are you there? Ambassador Neck, Jerry Hall, are you there?
Good morning. Yes, Pastor, I am.
I know you have a praise report. I I was down there in South Texas, Galena, and you told him your testimony. It tore up the church. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So he's been blessing you again and again. Give us a praise report and then open line for two or three more. All right. God bless you. The line is open to you.
Good morning. Yes, I will. I am so happy to be alive today and to be on a First Fruits prayer line. Today is my birthday. I'm 47 years old, and I just praise the Lord. I praise the Lord for...
Happy birthday!
Thank you so much. I praise the Lord for removing this condition out of my system, this Guillain-Barré syndrome. I still have like 10% in my body, but I just thank the Lord that I'm able to do all the things that I had done before this condition tried to take control. So I just thank the Lord on today.
What is that called? I want to stop you right now. What is that called?
Guillain-Barré syndrome, where my immune system attacked my nervous system.
Guillain-Barré. Let me pray for you now. Heavenly Father, I heard you say stop her and put you on the spot. That you, that all eyes will be on you as our healer. She said she has 10% in her body. Is that your will, or Holy Ghost, do you want all your house? Or her temple. Her body's a temple of the Holy Ghost. And I ask you to curse this Guillain-Barré and let it completely wither away out of her body and let it be completely healed. Angels of God, you who kicked out the devil out of heaven, I'm calling on you. Come now and get this Guillain-Barré demon of affliction and completely put the anointing on it and destroy. This is a yoke. Destroy that yoke in the name of Jesus, I pray. And it is done. Thank God. Amen. Amen. I want you, are there any symptoms? I want you to track and see what God has done for you in the next 7 days. Record it down. And
yes,
see
Pastor,
what,
I will definitely do that.
All right. Write
Thank
it down.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Are there any other praise reports? Please just blurt it out what the Lord has done for you on today.
Someone else.
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby from Illinois, and I thank and praise the Lord, giving honor to God and to the well-addressed line. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me, for how he keeps, how he came into my life when I was 20 years old and how God saved me, and I haven't had a mind to look back. I thank him for how he gave me a new mind and a new hope, and I'm really glad for that on today. The Lord has healed my body so many times from so many things. The last thing he healed me from, that major thing was acid reflux. I thank and praise the Lord for that, and he healed me of these headaches, migraine headaches. I used to have those, and when you have migraine headaches, you don't tell them. They tell you I couldn't. I just have to lay still in a dark room. But God healed me of migraine headaches over 10 years ago, and I haven't had one. I don't even have headaches now. I thank God for that. I thank when they start, I just don't accept it, and I thank God for that. I thank God for letting me be in the knowledge of you don't have to accept everything that the devil bring. Some things I just don't accept, and I thank and praise the Lord for his goodness, how he supplies all my needs. I thank God for his precious, precious prayer line. I thank him for this precious way of holiness. Thank him for a mind to walk upright before him. I have so much to be thankful for. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised.
Thank you, Mother Bigby. The Lord will restore. Amen. Shout out the next praise report. Bring it on.
Good morning. Good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
This is Betty Johnson in Kansas. And I am so thankful for everything that God is doing for me, doing for my family. I thank God for traveling mercies. He took us to Parris Island, South Carolina, safely and brought us back safely. I thank God for the healing that's taking place in my home and in my family's homes. I just thank God for everything. I thank God for Sister Jerry Hall, who has a concern for youth and others at Amazing Grace. I am just so thankful. I'm thankful that God allowed her to have another birthday. And I want you all to continue to pray for us and pray for all of the families that are in need at this time. God bless everyone.
Amen. Thank you, Ambassador Betty Johnson. All right, the next praise report, shout it out.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas. Share this morning, I had a pain in my upper foot, and I don't have any healing oil, so I just prayed to God to, you know, help make that pain go away, and it went away. I know that was God. He made that pain go away.
Hallelujah.
So thankful. And then I don't have any children, but I have a dog. Her name is Goldie. And this past weekend, she's been sick. She had a bacteria infection. And I've been having to carry her up and down the stairs. I live in an apartment. And one of her nipples had pus coming out. So I called the vet, and like I said, this was like about 3 o'clock in the morning, and she said if I would have took her in that early, it would have been like $150 or more. And she said, how much pus is coming out of her nipple? And I said, about the size of a nickel. And after that, I hung up with the lady, and I prayed over Goldie. God, I give it to you. And when we woke up about 6 that morning, she was better.
Amen.
I think Amen. God answered my prayer. I know he answered my prayer. So I just wanted to share with y'all.
Beautiful. Sister McKnight?
Yes.
Do you have any of that blessed oil?
No, I don't. But I need to get...
I'll try to bless some oil tomorrow. Get you some oil. But,
yes, sir.
Amen. God says you have dominion over all living things. You can pray like you did for your dog. It was better. You know?
Yes.
And get you some oil. Put oil on that dog's nipple. God created all things, and every aspect of the body can be healed by Jehovah God. I want
Thank
you to know that I feel your concern.
Yes.
I was looking at a commercial even early this morning around 3 o'clock, and it showed the eyes of dogs and cats and those that have been abused. And if you have a heart of compassion, you can even feel what they're going through, shivering in the cold. So I understand what you're going through. And may the Lord touch your dog and heal your dog. Yeah.
Thank you.
Because that's a part of your family. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. Let's do one more, Sister Jerry. Ambassador Nick, go ahead.
Yes. All right. The next praise report, shout it out on this morning. Any other praise reports?
God bless you, Ambassador Franker here. I just want to thank God for healing my grandson. They had gone, taken him to the dentist the other day, and they called me and let me know that they were all going to the dentist on the same day. And they were giving me all the experience and everything of the doctor. And I, you know, my daughter was saying, well, mother, he has 30 years of experience. And I told her, well, that's not enough. And she was like, well, he's been in business and he's worked with this and worked with that. I'm like, that's not enough. Not for what he was ready to do. But in the meantime, he wanted to pull 4 wisdom teeth from one of the children, And I, you know, explained the danger of that. And he wanted to put the child to